Now we can return to news items. Can we favour you with a bit of sport? We have various aspects of sport under the spotlight. The latest Norwich City game first. Norwich City 2, Coventry City 1. Johannes Thorup jigging on the pitch. Amankwa Forsent, the most unlikeliest of Norwich City goal-scoring heroes. The Canaries, 1-0 down a minute into time, added on before a storming riposte. Then, at full time, the ice-cool Dane racing across the pitch to embrace his match winner as the home fans tried to catch their breath. Carrow Road has seen plenty down the years, but this was spine-tingling stuff. As the clock ticked past 90 minutes, Norwich City were on track to a deflating defeat. The narrative would have surrounded a toothless display where they failed to take their chances. Step forward, Amankwa Forsen, and a Carrow Road cameo for the ages. His first strike curled into the top left corner at 19:43. The second strike hit the back of the net on 94.09. 3 minutes and 26 seconds separated the two goals from the Ghana international. If the reaction to the first was relief, the second was sheer pandemonium. An advertising hoarding was pushed to the crowd. So too was a Carrow Road steward. The old place was shaking from its foundations. There hasn't been a roar like that for a protracted period of time.
London Seaward 0, Norwich City Women 1. Norwich City Women boss Andy Cook felt his side's narrow victory over London Seaward was one that his depleted squad of players deserved. The Canaries were only able to name three substitutes for their 2025 opener, but produced a determined performance to see off their hosts and win a league match for the first time in almost 4 months. Trusted penalty taker Hope Strauss scored the game's solitary goal before half-time to lift City back into the top half of the Women's National League Division 1 South East, with just three of Sunday's six scheduled fixtures going ahead. Cook seemed relieved to start the new year on a positive note and was keen to praise everybody who contributed to the victory given the challenges they had to overcome.
Now two brief local rugby results. Southwold 40, Norwich 48. Norwich knew this was likely to be their toughest game of the season so far, and it lived up to expectations, being a tense and unpredictable affair until the very end. It started off well for the visitors, with them retaining the ball from their own kick-off, patiently building phases, changing the point of attack. As Norwich sucked in the defence, Dave Micklethwaite found a hole in the line to stroll over and score. The conversion was added. Norwich then started accumulating penalties for a variety of offences that put them under pressure. Southwold's pack were their most efficient weapon all afternoon, and their driving mauls were hard to stop. But Norwich ground out the time to seal another win, limiting Southwold to one bonus point. North Walsham Vikings 48, Harpenden 24. An important win for the Vikings over a side at the wrong end of the table, like themselves. Their victory was well deserved, but it wasn't until late on the 5 points were assured. Harpenden coming back from 34-12 midway through the second half to be 10 behind with 10 minutes left. Two tries, one converted, made it 34-24 with 10 to go, and suddenly the visitors, down to 14 through injuries, were scenting victory. Converted tries in the last 3 minutes by Kandwama and Maguire, however, then sealed the hosts' victory.
Appalled Norwich City fans have reacted to the news that star player Borja Saints has been hit with an FA charge after allegedly spitting at an opponent. Saints was charged by the Football Association following the incident, which is said to have happened during the Canaries' 2-1 loss to Sunderland at the Stadium of Light on December the 21st. The 23-year-old Spaniard, the Championship's top scorer with 15 goals this season, is accused of spitting at a Sunderland player in the 74th minute of the match. An FA statement read, Norwich City's Borgia Saints has been charged with the breach of FA Rule E1.1 following their EFL Championship match against Sunderland on Saturday, December 21st, 2024. It is alleged that the forward committed the sending off offence of spitting at an opponent during the 74th minute. Borgia Saints has until Tuesday, January the 7th, 2025, to provide a response. Fans reacted strongly to the allegations, with some criticising Saints' alleged behaviour, while others questioned the FA's treatment of the club. If found guilty, Saints could face a significant suspension, dealing another blow to Norwich's season.
A break-in at a Norwich-based charity caused thousands of pounds in damage to a listed Victorian building, sparking a police investigation and a fundraising appeal. The break-in happened on January the 4th at approximately 5:20 p.m. at Carrow House in King Street as thousands of football fans left the nearby stadium after the Coventry game. The perpetrators caused damage as they forced entry to the building, smashing windows and glass doors before pulling a door off its hinges. Norwich Unity Hub, the charity which leases Carrow House, has launched a fundraising campaign to install floodlights and CCTV in their garden. It's shaken people up because we're housing charities and community groups and social events. The Norwich Unity Hub is a group of charities and social enterprises dedicated to finding existing unused buildings in Norwich and repurposing them for shared use. Their partner organisations can access these spaces and use them in ways that work for them, such as offices, studios and public-facing spaces.
Next, our first feature. Did you know there is a bird superhighway and Norfolk is the equivalent of a pit stop? This is part of the pattern of bird migration and is explored by Jo Taylor. Her article is read by Ian Robertson.